Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you? It is August 11th, a rainy Tuesday because it's raining here in New York. And it's humid and it's raining. So happy rainy Tuesday to you. How is everyone doing this morning? First, before we get started, I want to thank my people and my archivers. I want to thank my family overall for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. Today's topic is investing with $50. Before we get to that, you know we have to get to the basics for the new people who are not sure what's going on. First, Cheap Cheetah folks, family, we have a home, and that's the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Come visit, like, tell me what's going on in your life when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. Also, there's a YouTube channel. There's a website, Cheap Cheetah, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show .blogspot.com, all that good stuff. You have free books for you. Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less is free. Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way is what? Free. And Saving with Coupons the Cheap Cheetah Way is free. All free ebooks. If you're interested in getting one of the ebooks, which I know you are, you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. There's also books for purchase, Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Smashword, you can find these books on, Amazon, Creative Space, and also Kindle. The Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, and My Real Estate Diary, which these books talk about first two couple of years of Cheap Cheetah Money Show. My Real Estate Diary talks about the ups and downs I've had with dealing with real estate and trying to purchase investment property in New York City. It's funny and it's also crazy. Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning, is basically tips on how to save and make and have fun with money. Folks, if you have a product service that you would like for me to talk about, please email me, and I'm always looking for products and services and guests to come on the show, you know? So I know sometimes it's hard to always listen to me talk, right? But sometimes it is what it is. Now, you know how I always talk about investing, right? There's a few things in my life I love to do. That's, first of all, I love to save money. I love to be a cheapskate. Second of all, I love to invest money. No matter how much money I was making in my lifetime, which wasn't much, trust me when I tell you, I always seem to find money to invest. So I don't want you to tell me that you can't invest, because I'm going to tell you how you can invest with $50. Okay. First of all, investing is not as hard or as intimidating as you think it is. I look at investing like going to a casino. You know, you go to a casino, you put your money in a slot machine, and you hope that, you know, you come up a winner. It's like that, but instead, with investing, you put your money in, you wait for a long period of time, and then with the ups and downs of the market, you do end up becoming a winner in the long run, but you have to keep investing. So I'm going to show you how to do it on $50, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing for experiment when it comes to this, because I'm starting to practice what I preach, which I do all the time, but I'm really into this. This is like a challenge, and I hope at the end you'll take it with me. First of all, how are we getting to $50, you say? All right? Summertime's still here. Fall is coming up. You can do a garage sale. You could sell stuff online. You could sell stuff on eBay. You could sell stuff on Craigslist. Do not tell me you ain't got stuff around the house that you no longer using that you can sell for a quick $50. Okay, maybe what you sell comes out to $2 here, $3. Eventually, it'll add up to $50. So you can sell some stuff. If you want, you can open an online store. You can go be a Amazon affiliate. You can open a Bonanza store because it's free. You can sell your books on halfprice.com if you don't want to do the garage sale route. You can sell about anything online, okay? Go to unclaimedfunds.org. That's, what the state runs a fund where a lot of people have forgotten maybe they had an accident back in the day and the insurance was paying them and they forgot about the money, or old income tax checks that you forgot about, or maybe a company paid you back then and, you know, you never got the check or whatever. See if you have any kind of unclaimed funds. And I told you the story behind that, right? I was looking at it, and my partner happened to have found his name under this organization, unclaimed.org, which is ran by the state, which is free. He found his name, and he looked, and he called them up, and they said, yeah, you have an insurance check from back way, way back in the day when he didn't even think about it. He said, oh, I forgot about that check. They sent him the papers to fill out. He filled the papers out, had it notarized, and they sent him a check. Because what this is the state has claimed, has held all these checks for these people who never claimed them. So they make a list, I guess, once a year or whatever, or periodically they update the list and say, trying to tell people, hey, we have these checks waiting for you. So that's a good way to find out if you have any money. You may be surprised because it's basically money you've forgotten about. Save it. I know you're saying, I'm already stretching my money tight, I'm barely making ends meet, and how the heck am I going to find any way to save money? Save through your coins. Save coins. I don't care if it's a penny, nickel, dime, quarter, whatever. Don't spend it. Put it away. Have them take out maybe a couple of dollars out of your paycheck. Put that in a bank account that you don't touch. Use coupons and keep the savings that you get off the coupons. You can bring your food to work. That saves money on lunches if you're already doing that. You can do it. You can find a way. Give up something for, say, a month or two that you normally spend money on. What about looking over your bills to find out, to making sure you're paying everything correct and some of the companies are not trying to rip you off or they're not charging you extra? That's found money. What about doing mystery shopping, doing surveys online? I know it's going to take a while. I didn't say $50 was going to be like 1, 2, 3, you're going to get $50. Sometimes it takes a while, and sometimes you have to build it up, okay? I need the $50 in your hand. So you say, okay, fine, for the month of August and September, I'm going to find the extra $50. Now that we got our $50, because I know we're going to pull it out of somewhere, we're not going to borrow it. We're not going to take it from some a credit card bill, or we're not going to take it from the rent. This is money that we found creatively. We've done stuff to make an extra buck to make $50. Okay. Because like I told you before, you don't need thousands of dollars to invest. Okay. And then the Wall Street Journal suggests three ways to invest: index fund, mutual funds, and automatic investment plans, Roth IRAs. Okay? And another easy way to invest too, and I'm getting off the thing a little bit, is that if your company that you work for offer a 401k plan, I advise you to get into it. They also invest in stocks and bonds and everything, 2 to 3%. I'll find a way and do it, okay? 3% is not that bad. Yeah, you're going to cry and you're going to, oh, I need the money. But once they start taking out that 3%, you will learn to adjust the money because you really won't miss it. And you'll learn to work around what you have and make do. Okay, once they take that 3% out, because, you, like I said, after a while, it's going to be automatic and you're going to look at your check and say, okay, fine, minus the 3%. All right, fine, I will make the adjustment. But Investing is money that you don't need, okay? Because you'll be investing this money for at least 5 to 10 years. So make sure this $50 and going forward the $50 is money that you don't need. So what you're going to do is once we open an account with our $50, then you're going to continue to find creative ways to make the $50 going forward to put it into this investment account. Okay, that's what you're going to do. Now, I'm going to tell you what I did, but before I get into that, this is what you can do, okay? Okay, you can also investigate when you're investing with $50. You can also find a good low-cost broker, which is Fidelity T. Rowe. Look them up on the internet and see what mutual funds they offer with a starting price of $50 a month. You can do mutual funds. You can do DRIPs, which is direct individual stock purchases from the companies. You can do Roth. But I have to warn you, some of the mutual funds and some of the Roths, if you do it outside of your employer, may cost a little bit more for you to start than $50. It may cost you, I've seen some for $2,500. I've seen some for $500. I've seen some, say the average is about 1,000. So if you went to T. Rowe and told T. Rowe, look, I want to open a mutual fund, T. Rowe may say in order to open the account, it will cost you $1,000. But if we can take money from your checking account, say $100 a month from your checking account, we'll allow you to open the mutual fund. Your first mutual fund would say maybe $500. So, it does get pricey depending on what you want to do. But Fidelity the same way. But I'm going to show you how you can start with $50. When I first started working, and I was working two jobs at the time, I started a mutual fund. And that was only $25, but that was maybe like in the 80s, in like the mid to late 80s. It was $25. Going forward, and I had $100 to open it, so I opened it with $100, and every month I was giving them $25. And after that, started with government funds and small cap stock, both mutual funds. Okay, I opened my account with Franklin T. Rowe, which is still around in the 80s, and you just had to open an account with $100, and going forward, you had to promise them once a month to give them $25. Now you open an account with the same account with $1,000, and you have to promise to give them, I think, $100 a month. But that was back in the 80s, but it could be done. And like I said, I'm going to show you how you can do it. You can also invest in DRIPs, direct stock purchases, which allows you to pass the broker and buy the stock directly from the company. By buying stock directly from the company and their agent, you save a lot of money in brokerage fees and stuff. So that's one way. What DRIPs are? DRIPs can be purchased for as low as $25 a month, and this is a great way to purchase individual stocks cheaply. Like CompuShare is the buying agent for a lot of DRIPs. And I'm talking major companies like GE, Exxon, Procter & Gamble. What DRIPs are is that, say, you want to buy GE, and you didn't know how to go about buying it. You would go to the website, GE's website, and you would go into Investor Services, and Investor Services would say, okay, we deal with CompuShare. And this is how you contact CompuShare. CompuShare is a middleman in order for you to buy, say, ExxonMobil. You would call CompuShare. CompuShare tells you, yes, you can buy ExxonMobil, but you have to buy one share first. CompuShare does not sell the one share. You may have to go to an outside broker and buy one share at whatever price Exxon is selling for at the moment. And then once you buy that one share, now you can start bypassing the broker that you bought the first share from and tell CompuShare, now that I'm part of the Exxon family with my one share, I want to buy Exxon Direct from you. So CompuShare will send you the forms. You fill out the forms, and from now on, when you buy shares, you'll buy directly from Exxon. A lot of companies want you to buy that one share first before they allow you to buy directly from them. And CompuShare and is another company that are middlemen when it comes to DRIPS. If you need to read more about DRIPS, go on the internet and type in DRIPS, DRIPS, investing in DRIPS, and it'll give you more in-depth information about DRIPS. Before you even invest, educate yourself before buying stocks or bonds. Investing in bonds, you can use Treasury Direct, the TreasuryDirect.com website. This is a government website that sells the savings bonds, I-bonds, and EE bonds, which can be purchased for as little as $25. Remember the EE bonds we used to buy back in the day? Or the employer used to say, okay, fine, we'll take out X amount of dollars and you buy EE bonds, or you buy them for Christmas gifts and birthdays and graduations. And you used to go to the bank and fill out this little form, and you get this, $17.50 or $18.50, you get a $25 bond. For $25, you get a $50 bond. Now it's like, I don't think you can buy them in the bank anymore. I think you have to buy them directly from the government. I don't even know if you can spend $18.50 on bonds anymore. I don't even know if there's a $25 bond. But you would have to look and see if you went into the bonds like that, buying, the EE bonds and the I bonds and stuff like that, you would have to really investigate. Personally, I'm not a big bond fan, so I don't really buy bonds like that. If I'm going to buy government-secure bonds, I will buy them through a mutual fund company like I spoke to you about, T. Rowe, or I will buy them through Franklin Templeton, which I own bonds, but it's more like a mutual fund kind of bond thing and not the individual EI bonds, things like that. And we talked about this. Mutual funds, companies like T. Rowe, Franklin Templeton, and all the other mutual fund companies, they offer, for the starting investor, they offer automatic asset building plans that let you invest for $50, but the starting price is more than $50. I want to warn you. And you can buy stock funds, bond funds, Roth IRAs. You have to call them, talk to them, and you have to really investigate what it is. First of all, you got to know what you want. Second of all, you got to find out how much it is just to open an account, like we talked about before, because I've noticed the minimum in a lot of these stock funds and stuff is like $1,000. Sometimes it's $2,500, depending on who you go with. So you really have to do your homework on that. But we're talking about investing with $50. Okay. We're going to get back to that. Now, we have our $50, right? So we said, okay, now we're ready to invest. What I personally did, because I'm on a Invest with Coins challenge, which is all the coins that I accumulate, I take them, roll them up, and I invest in a company with them. Obviously, I couldn't invest in T. Rowe or the big mutual fund companies because I don't have $1,000 to invest. I only have $50 in coins so far. What I did was a DRIP, which is buying a company directly from the middleman, which is CompuShare. But let me tell you this when it comes to DRIPs. Some DRIP companies you can buy directly from the company itself and bypass the middleman. And they will do the same thing the middleman is doing, except they're just not using the middleman. And the middleman would be a company like CompuShare. So I got my $50. This is what I'm doing with my challenge. I got my $50, and I investigated what companies I can invest in for as little as $50 with my coin challenge. I found a company, and we all know the company. The company is Kellogg's, the people who make cereal. We like cereal, right? I felt that was a good company to invest in And that was one of the few companies that I could use to start my investment with $50. But I have to be honest with you. My first initial investment with Kellogg, which is a drip company, will be $65 because it's my first $50 for investment, and they're charging me $15 for administration fee. But that's it. So altogether, my first investment in Kellogg's will be $65, which I will be doing this in the change I collect. So you know, the sister looking for every dime, quarter, nickel, everything I can find. I'm looking in the street. I'm looking at empty pockets. I am determined to get my investment started. First is $65. Now going forward, it's $50. Okay? I can find the change to make the $50. I may not invest every month, but I will be investing every time I get $50, a spare $50 in change, I will be putting it towards my stock Kellogg's. And what I did was I called the company, Kellogg's Direct, the investor service company for the Kellogg's brand, and they are sending me the papers so that I can fill them out and send them a check for $65. So what I'm saying to you is, yes, you can invest for this initial is $65. Yes, you can invest with $50 going forward. If you want to deal with a mutual company, that's all well and fine, too. Some of them are very good, but the opening cost you have to realize will be $1,000. So if you save $1,000 or $2,500, that's great. You can start investing. After that, it'll be after that, it'll probably be $100 a month. But before we go, real quick, do not invest if you have a lot of debt and you know you got bills to pay and that money could be going towards bills. If you're behind in your rent, don't invest. If you know you need that money for other major things, do not invest right now. Wait till it's a better time for you to invest the money when you have extra money, when you can pull it from places that will not be really significantly affected by it, then you start investing. But you only invest after you have your emergency fund. Okay? And your emergency fund should be about $2,500, comfortably really $5,000. And that's starting on the low end. Okay? If you said, okay, well, I can't make $5,000, there's no such thing as can't, you can do the $5,000 for emergency fund. But if you're comfortable with $2,500, make that the lowest $2,500. Once your bills are paid, you got your emergency fund set, everything's cool in the gang, then we can talk about investing. Because investing, that money has to sit, again, like I explained to you, for at least 5-10 years for you to actually see the growth in it, for you to actually reap the gains that you will get from the company. And you notice when I picked the company, number one, it was the only company that I can invest in with the low amount of money. Number two, Kellogg's is not a bad company. I can't foresee them running out of cereal anytime soon, you know what I mean? And they make other stuff besides cereal, but it's a very strong company. So that's exactly how I'm doing. It's a challenge I'm doing. If you want to be a part of the challenge, all you have to do is read my blog, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I'll talk about that a little bit there. Or my other blog, Spirited, Free, and Frugal. Heck, you know what? Make it simpler. Go to the Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And I will talk about it as I go along doing it. We run out of time, folks. I can't believe I talked to you. But that's how you invest with $50. Okay, technically it's $65 to start. And you can find that in change, but only after you meet those criteria. Make sure that you don't need the money for something else. Make sure you have emergency fund. Make sure that you realize the money has to sit in that account for at least 5 years, being untouched with you adding on. Okay? I like my savings accounts. I like my checking accounts. But my investments, it's what's going to make you money. Yeah, you're just like, well, you know, sometimes investments go up and down. That's the market. And that's a gamble we take. But that gamble and the return on the gamble is pretty good in my eyes. But don't take it from me. Investigate. Do your research. Read about it. Talk to other people about it. And then once you're comfortable with an idea of investing, then do it slow. Do it with your $50. Because God forbid if you start with $50 and you continue to give them $50 and say you lose $200 in a deal, God forbid, which probably won't happen, but say if you lose $200, then you're not losing a major couple of $1,000s. You know what I'm saying? If the company doesn't do well. You lost $200, and I'm sure that being creative like you are by listening to me all the time, you can make the money back. But that's not going to happen. Because you're going to invest in solid, good growth companies. Okay? So, that's how I invested or am doing the Invest with $50 challenge. And to be honest, I'm pumped, I'm motivated, and I'm looking, like I said, in every nook and cranny, excuse me, for coins. Because I'm only using coins to do this with. Next week, we're talking money in the news for August. So that is my story, folks. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Did y'all do something fun? I hope you did something fun. Truly, today I was not supposed to be with you. I was supposed to be in Atlantic City getting my beach on, getting my little bit of gambling on. Oh, that's right. I already told you, you know, I gambled just a little bit. And I know you're saying that's the coins that you're spending to invest with. Yeah, but, you know, really it's not. But I get my gamble on every now and then. So, but today has been such a bad weather day that it's kind of, we said we scrapped the whole vacation and we said maybe in September we'll go on vacation and go just down and put our feet in the sand and enjoy the weather and do what we got to do, you know, for a little while because we haven't really been on vacation. Also, folks, I realized, too, I can't believe it, not this segment. Next time we're going to talk about money in the news, but the following segment we're going to talk about back to school. Can you believe some of the kids are going back to school already? Are you spending a fortune on back to school? You shouldn't be. And I'm going to tell you, not in the couple of segments coming forward, cheap ways to do back to school. And you probably say, Chi-Chi, by the time you do it, my kids are back to school already. Trust me, I'm going to get it in to you before your kids go back to school if they haven't already went back to school. But for the future, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on when it comes to buying inexpensive stuff when it comes to back to school because this stuff is crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, folks, on that note, thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. I really appreciate you. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I appreciate you. I love you. And I do hope that you, every time you listen to Cheap Cheetah Money Show, you do get something out of it. Because we family folk, and I want you to be financially free. I really do. I want you to go to work because you want to go, not because you got to. I want you to be able to live the life that you really wanted to live without thinking about a 9-to-5. I want that freedom for you. I want that happiness for you. I want you to do whatever it is without the burden and worry of who do I owe, how can I pay them, how come, you know, how I'm going to put food on the table. I don't want you to have those worries. The only worry I want you to have is, where are we going this week? Are we going to the Bahamas or are we flying to Vegas or, you know, the kids got a new car again? You know what I'm saying? I want you just to enjoy your money, enjoy your life. And on that note, have a great Cheap Cheetah day and save that money. Until next week.